Well, you have this round circle, ball of snow that's been, what, about 2 weeks old?
Well, a week.
Yeah, anyway, we saw this guy rolling it down a hill. He rolled it down the hill twice, and it got so big he couldn't do anything with it, and it's just still laying out in the field behind our house. And
what do you think it kind of looks like?
Well, I called it Fred, then I thought, you know, it looks like that round thing in Star Wars. What's that called?
R2-D2?
No, there's just like a round, looks like a complete round thing. What is that?
Well, it looks like we're back due to my mom said she wanted to keep doing this.
So it's fun.
All right, but we can't have any more weird security breaches on.
Right.
Even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
And this show is...
Even I have a podcast.
All right, so... What happened with you this week? Okay. I didn't mean for that button to get pushed. I swear I didn't. You've got a weird sound effect. Okay. Sometimes, ever since some firmware update, sometimes this kind of does some things. Like, here. Oh, it keeps pushing the thing on you.
Sounds like I was possessed or something.
All right. Well, I'll switch away from there. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You do anything interesting this week? I'm going to open a Mountain Dew Zero.
No, we're getting ready for our cruise. And what else did I do this week? I made my really good friend some chocolate chip cookies. And I had lunch with her today. And that was fun.
You had lunch at where?
Panera Bread. And I brought home an orange scone, which is one of my favorite things at Panera Bread.
I'm going to try one of these here. I think I've had this before.
It's yummy.
Like a, it's almost like an orange glaze on top of some kind of bread, you know, like a pound cake.
Yeah, it's good. Kind of like a biscuit, but it's a scone.
It'll dry your mouth out too, won't it?
It will. That's why I had to get something to drink after I had a bite of mine. What you got there, son?
I have, these are the latest flagship wireless earbuds from Sony.
Neat package.
Well, you know what Sony makes besides what? This stuff? PlayStation.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they call it the Sony PlayStation.
Well, they also make TVs. And
yeah, they make TVs. So these earbuds are called the WF-1000XM5.
Wow.
Aside from the PlayStation and the Walkman, Sony has a problem naming things, if we're being honest. But I got these, and they have class-leading active noise cancellation. They've got a hybrid foam tip to them. Like, check that out. It's actually a foam.
Yeah, I like the gray, kind of gray color. Taupe, I think, is kind of what you call it.
Well, yeah, they call it silver, but if we're being honest, it's a gray, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
Kind, right?
Much better than the white ones.
Well, I had some white ones also, but I think these are pretty neat.
Yep.
And one of my favorite features on these, you have both of them in your ears. And if you get a call from a friend, you can nod yes to accept the call or no to say, I'm not answering the telemarketer. But if you're talking to me and you're bothering me while I'm listening to a podcast or jamming to some 80s tunes, I can start talking just a little bit. And these XM5 for short will hear that I'm talking and then kick in the ambient sound and then opening up it pauses your music and lets you have a conversation.
They're very smart earplugs.
Yeah, so I'll have a link to those if you want to buy those on Amazon after, you know, mom's ringing endorsement. We watched some NFL playoffs, right? Mm-hmm.
And enjoying some good football games.
Why don't we just go ahead and get into the news, kind of, because that kind of segues a little bit into that whole situation, right? So we had a Peacock got record viewership with that NFL game. The playoff game. Kansas City hosting the Dolphins.
When it was freezing, like, was it below zero?
It was
really cold.
It might have been below zero. It's the fourth coldest NFL game ever.
Did you see the coach's mustache? It got covered in icicles.
I didn't see it because I didn't renew Peacock because LA Knight lost to Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel, which is BS.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, that's why I didn't renew Peacock.
Okay. Well, we don't have Peacock. We didn't get to watch it, but I did watch like the news stories about it.
You know, it's weird. We're considered in the Kansas City Chiefs area, but I think Kansas City and Miami were allowed to watch those locally on TV.
Well, that bites.
But we're supposed to be fans of these guys. We're treated like redheaded third world stepchildren. Isn't that the phrase?
Redheaded third world stepchildren.
You can have redheaded third world stepchildren.
You can.
Yeah, who child soldiers with red hair, gingers, sent into conflict. Yeah, they don't get to watch the Chiefs.
Poor guys.
So that is a dangerous precedent, I believe.
I do, too.
Not the Child Warriors. I'm talking about the Peacock stream. Get ready to pay money to watch the Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
That's what's going to happen. They're going to say, look, people are willing to pay money to watch the NFL. Well, why don't we just have them pay money to watch the Super Bowl?
It's not pro boxing.
Almost like pay-per-view. It could be. More people watch the Super Bowl than pro boxing, so why not go ahead and make some more money on it?
It'd be funny if people don't watch it. Then all these ads, they're not going to make money on their ads. Because not as many people will be watching it. There's a lot of people that don't really care about football.
Oh, they still ran all those ads on Peacock. About guarantee you. Now, there's a possibility that there could have been a few less, but you still have a lot of situations where the calls were stopped. Now, if you go to an actual game, there will be a lot of stoppages where they don't play an ad on the screen so much.
Right.
Instead, it's like, we have the Boys and Girls Club of America here to present the T-shirts to the players, and somebody's going to sign some Nikes.
Right.
Those sort of things will come up. I think that we're definitely going to have at least one, if not more, playoff games next year. Mitigated to some kind of streaming service.
And that just is not fair.
I'm surprised Patrick Mahomes let that happen to him. Like, I'm Patty Mahomes. You don't do that to me, right? Meanwhile, the Emmys had record low viewership.
Well, it was kind of hard. I mean, we didn't watch it because we were watching the football game, and it was a really good football game. So, you know, what do? Playoff game.
I have an explanation for this.
What?
It's not... The award show was too woke, and we had the woke host, so we're going to be told about how bad white people are. That's not the reason. The reason is nobody watches the shows anymore, so they don't care about the awards.
I don't think people watch network TV as much as they used to. That's
a lot of people don't watch any TV. The only TV you really watch is NFL football. That's about it.
That's about it.
And it's gotten bad enough with the TV that ABC is now running NBA games on Wednesday nights so that they don't have to try to build a hit sitcom to replace Modern Family.
Well, look at Murders in the Building is...
On Hulu?
That went from Netflix. Was it on
Netflix? No, it's always been on Hulu.
Okay, it went from Hulu to ABC. It's going
some
to the
of
networks.
Some of these shows, and I think they've talked about doing the same thing with the Ted Lasso. You have a streaming show, and then you say, you know what? We'll reverse the way we make money from streaming to TV.
Yellowstone did it?
Not really. Yellowstone is a cable show.
Oh.
People do mix that up and think it is a streaming show because they don't watch it on cable.
Yeah.
But it's actually on the Paramount Network, and then it streams on Peacock. Instead of Paramount Plus, because they put a streaming deal together before they launched Paramount Plus. Well, before they changed the name of Paramount Plus. It was CBS All Access. So they screwed up. Anyway, so they kind of messed up in the shining star of whatever their streaming platform could have been. They already had deals somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
So eventually it'll probably go to Paramount Plus. But I think people are not watching TV, and the streaming shows, a lot of them, they don't even remember them coming out because it's like you watch all the episodes at once because they all come out at once on some of these platforms.
Right.
And then a year goes by and you're like, oh, right, that show. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, hey, you can watch all at once. It's hard to quit watching them.
They're only relevant for that week that they came out.
That's true.
And now you're supposed to care almost a full year later at a award show.
But I've been noticing that, Reacher, they didn't put them all out at once. They put, three at a time or something.
Well, I watched the newest Marvel show that I thought was going to be a Disney Plus thing, but it's on Hulu. So maybe it's Hulu in addition to Disney Plus. They've been trying to do this to increase numbers. It's called Echo.
What'd you think? Was it good?
It was so-so at best. You know,
so she's deaf, right?
Deaf, Native American, female, and an amputee, a quadruple threat.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was an amputee.
She's also an amputee. And, well, it was just kind of, it was just pretty predictable and stuff. It wasn't anything. I almost forgot that I watched it. It's kind of like that. But
should
they
I watch
put
it?
All the episodes out at once. And I didn't realize that. I finished watching the first episode. It's like coming up this season on Echo. I'm like, hold on, I'm not going to watch this part because that kind of spoils what's coming ahead. And then it goes, all the episodes now available. I'm like, what? Huh? Oh. All right. Fine. There's only like five episodes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I guess seasons are getting shorter all the time, right?
So we started because the show The Bear won the Emmy Award. So we thought we'd start watching that last night. I think we watched the first one. Dad didn't like it. I was kind of on the fence. And I think we watched two or three more.
I've got a friend in the restaurant business. He likes it. I told him that's because you're in the field of which they made a show of. That's why you like it. I mean, I told you to watch Stranger Things, and you did this instead.
Sorry.
So I try to keep you, going towards something that maybe is a little more your speed.
I do like that. What's it called? The grade school show? She won the Emmy.
Is it Abbott Elementary?
I like Abbott Elementary. I do watch that every once in a while. It's pretty good.
You know, there's so many of these grade school shootings, and then you have that show Abbott Elementary, and I get the names mixed up. Like, there were trending today on Twitter was like Rob Elementary. I'm like, is that the name of the show on ABC with all the black teachers? Huh. But no, I think that was where there was a shooting.
Probably. It's sad.
A little bit of a difference, I guess. Do you think that's going to be the way that show ends?
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
And probably not.
It won't. Right?
Other weird news. So is it a cold snap, or when the cold stops, then it snapped and then you're in an Arctic blast? Like, what is the difference? What does any of this mean?
We're on a cold hiatus right now.
Hiatus.
Hiatus. Hiatus. Hiatus.
Power line falls on car during Oregon storm, killing three and hurting baby. But now this is maybe something the Mythbusters should test. The baby didn't die because it was in a diaper. Do you think, like, the electrical current didn't go penetrate through it didn't swim through the diaper as well as other people's clothing? There were some insulation from
electricity. They were electrocuted?
I guess so. I'm thinking if the baby was in a car, it's probably in a car seat, plastic. That probably had something to do with it. Maybe there's some rubber involved also. Rubber's supposed to be good at not conducting electricity.
Something protected the baby probably a little bit more than humans. I mean, not the humans.
A little bit more than humans. All right, speaking of not humans, huge new survey reveals the biggest threats to video games in 2024. I guess video game developers are getting laid off all over the place, and AI is kind of encroaching in their space. And people are a little divided on AI. What do you think about AI? That it doesn't stand for Allen Iverson. You know what Allen Iverson is?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Basketball player.
Okay. AI stands for?
Artificial intelligence.
All right. So what do you think about use of artificial intelligence in video games?
I think people are using it anywhere they can. It's just like if you've got a tool.
You know we use some AI over here, right?
Yes, we do.
What do we do?
You for your little picture you put on. When
the thumbnail.
Yeah. But, hey, it's just like computers. When you first got computers, everybody goes, what are they good? They're going to take over the world. And they haven't, so.
Well, with the AI in video games, you could use it to generate art or a drawing of a character or maybe backgrounds or things that you only need to use once. But in some ways, you could fill in dialogue so that you have people in the town talk to you and they have a little dialogue box pop up and says, hey, I'm too busy hunting dolphins today, I can't bother you. It could end up kind of weird like that. But if you had AI always generating new dialogue, you may be able to kind of create new situations in these genres. Like you go into a city and people always say something different every time you talk to them.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That could be interesting.
Predict it. Yeah, you didn't. It may make video games even better, step above.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
They'll probably have some implementation of that in the new Grand Theft Auto, and it'll be polarizing, I'd guess. The last news story, and I think this one is pretty cool. Richard Simmons says he never gave permission to Pauly Shore movie about his life. So, Warner Brothers is working on a movie about Pauly Shore, or about Richard Simmons, starring Pauly Shore.
And we didn't know that before.
Well, they kind of look alike. It was just announced yesterday, and now today, Richard Simmons is upset. Although no one has seen him in like 10 years. So he's in a weird situation where it seems as though he has a personal doctor who may or may not have kidnapped him.
I think he's gained a bunch of weight, and I think he just doesn't want to be out in the world.
I think Pauly Shore might potentially knock this out of the park, and we will have an Encino Man Oscar trilogy. Because Brendan Fraser, he was the caveman. Data from the Goonies and Short Round from Raiders or Temple of Doom. He was in the movie. He was supporting role in it. And then Pauly Shore, he really took off. This movie really brought him, you know, to real big notice. He might get an Oscar out of this. What do you think of that?
We'll see, but I don't think they can make a movie if he doesn't give permission. I mean, Richard Simmons has
Didn't we just talk about George Carlin being dead and his daughter didn't want some kind of AI interpretation of him having a new special called, like, George Carlin, Glad I'm Dead?
So how'd that turn out?
Well, I don't think they stopped him. You're allowed to have an unauthorized biography. Unauthorized. You can't have an unauthorized autobiography. That'd be weird.
As long as you say it's unauthorized. So the movie, this is an unauthorized biography of Richard Simmons'
life. I don't think you have to say that on a movie.
You don't?
No. Why? Well, what else would it be, right?
Well, it could be a autobiography.
Okay, so the Napoleon movie over here, do they get authorization for Joaquin Phoenix to play Napoleon?
Well, Napoleon's not alive anymore.
Well, what about whoever his family is and stuff? Like, think about it.
I don't know.
All right, now I want to play a little bit of a new game we're doing here. This is a little different than the Dead or Alive. We're calling this...
Movies.
Bye.
Mom.
Okay.
Okay, so I want you to tell us a little bit about the 1993 kind of action comedy, sci-fi, satire film, Demolition Man, starring Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock. You remember Demolition Man?
Man, just barely.
So it starts off in 1997, and, well, I guess you could say The Demolition Man. Sylvester Stallone, he is, his character's name is John Spartan. And it takes place in 1997 at the start, and it's like a very gang war infested Los Angeles. And he's descending from a helicopter, and he's going to go in and round up who's he rounding up?
I don't remember the movie.
It's a black actor. That's not Will Smith.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay, so he's rounding up Eddie Murphy.
No, he's not really. Who is it?
We're going with what you say. This is like jaywalking over here, okay? So he's rounding up Eddie Murphy.
Mr. T. I don't know.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
So Stallone, Mr. T, that kind of makes sense. They were in Rocky III together, right?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. T has a very unique hairstyle that an NBA player was inspired by during the summer when he saw this. Do you remember what that was about?
Is it a mohawk?
So Dennis Rodman was inspired by Mr. T's mohawk, so he went with the mohawk.
I didn't know that.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay.
So he apprehends the guy, but there was an explosion. They said that some innocent people were killed, and both of them are what into the future? Do you remember?
They're rocketed into the future.
They're rocketed into the future. And they end up in the future, and I think they called it like San Angeles or something. It's like every time there's a future, and
is that where they have the Taco Bell placement?
We're getting to that.
Okay, that's all I remember about the movie.
So that was a big part to remember, really. Like, but they're rocketed into the future. It's like Los Angeles, but there's always some kind of earthquake that caused a problem, and whenever something's in the future in Los Angeles, okay. And they
are the tar pits.
There is an interesting thing about society. And this movie made a lot of very accurate predictions about the future, a future that is happening sooner than we realize.
Like what?
Well, the police cars look like a Tesla Model 6 and they drive themselves. Now, do you remember what the police officers listen to in the police cars?
No, Vaughn, no.
You remember what songs they listen to?
Probably 80s stuff.
They listen to 80s stuff?
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock is a cop in the future, and she's really into something that inspires her to have the help of this John Spartan to stop the evil Mr. T. Do you remember?
She has
a poster of stuff. What's she have a poster of in her little office?
RoboCop?
Here? She has a RoboCop poster?
I don't know.
Okay, look.
I don't remember the movie.
The way improv works is you don't say, I don't know.
Well.
Or no. You come up with an answer and you keep going.
I have no idea.
So she has a RoboCop poster.
Okay.
All right. So they... Mr. T gets loose. He starts causing problems. And this is a huge issue for the cops in this future because they don't have what in this version of the future?
Guns.
The cops don't have guns?
Yeah.
Well, they also don't have any crime.
Oh, yeah. So,
remember?
Right.
So Mr. T's over there causing all kinds of problems. And they're like, okay, will you please lay down on the ground?
Is it Snipes? What's not Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes. Okay. And you remember what it was about his hair that inspired Dennis Rodman?
I think it was just spiked up, right?
He had spiked up hair. So Dennis Rodman's like, yo, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get spiked up hair.
I don't know.
Well, so Sloan gets out there and he's having a hard time adjusting to this new perfect future. Do you remember? And
no.
if you say a bad word, something happens.
Your nose grows.
Your nose grows.
Like Pinocchio.
Like Pinocchio in the future that they were rocketed to.
Right.
Well, so there is a situation, a famous situation with the toilets in the future. Do you remember something with the toilets? There was three what at the toilets?
You have three options.
Three options?
Yeah.
But Stallone, he couldn't use the options, so he would curse a lot so that his nose would grow instead of using the three options.
Okay.
When they go eat somewhere, it was described as there's only one restaurant because it won the franchise war.
Oh, okay, so it's Taco Bell.
And that was like some of the best product placement one could have in a movie, really. Yeah. However... in the European version of this, Taco Bell maybe not available in Europe
Taco Bell in Europe.
Do you remember what, or can you take a guess what they ate at in Europe, in the European version of this?
I think it was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Instead of Taco Bell, they go to KFC, the last remaining of all the franchises?
Probably.
Okay. Well, they also get in a car wreck with their fancy vehicle, and they have a kind of novel and yet-to-be-deployed technology for their car wreck. Do you remember what happens when they got in the car wreck? Not an airbag, but what prevented death in the car wreck?
I don't know. Maybe like a cage or something came up around them and protected it.
Came around them to protect them in case of a car wreck?
Yeah.
Do you remember how Stallone killed Wesley Snipes? Like, what happened to him?
I don't know, a laser beam.
He got him with a laser beam?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, there you go.
Sorry.
And, well, you really paid attention during that movie.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you saw since we rented from Blockbuster, to be honest.
I probably slept through half of it. That's why I just remember the Taco Bell part.
Movies.
Bye.
Mom.
Okay, I'm sure you have some kind of quote you want me to take a stab in the dark with.
Let's see. Okay, people are saying I'm an alcoholic, and that's not true, because I only drink when I work, and I'm a workaholic.
Chelsea Handler?
Nope.
Who else is that drunk? Is this a woman?
It's a man.
There's a man that drunk?
I don't know.
Is he part of the blue collar comedy tour?
I don't know.
Does he have a drink on stage, usually in his hand?
What do you think?
Probably.
I don't understand how the... I don't think that people are drinking.
Is it Ron White?
Yeah, you got it.
I didn't know you knew who that was.
Well, I do. But you know what? I don't know how people drink up there. I mean, it's hard to do stand-up, isn't it? To remember all your jokes and everything?
It depends on how you operate. If it's very set-up punchline and you have to have a sequence of events in order, a lot of people, like if it was me or Jim Gaffigan, you probably go through everything a whole lot and you want to nail everything, right? Some people, it's really more about being off the cuff, flowing, maybe jiving with the crowd. And some people, going up drunk is going to help them out because they don't really have a rehearsed act. I'm not saying they don't have an act. In some cases, they don't. But their version of trying to get this thing out there, and it's in the delivery, it's going to help them being more conversational about that, I guess. Okay. So you're saying you want to be a drunk when you were doing this?
No, I just don't know how they can do it. I just think, it's definitely an art, and I just don't see how they could really, truly, I think they might be acting drunk. I don't know how they could really be getting totally wasted.
Well, if you were a storyteller, it might help you to do the drinking part, right?
Just a little bit, get a buzz, but don't get totally wasted up there. That would be pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
You start slurring your words.
That could be part of the fun of it, though.
No.
For the crowd, right?
No. Most people nowadays do not get enjoyment out of watching somebody get drunk. Bye-bye now. That was a good quote, wasn't it?
You surprised me with that one a little. You had to search around, like, who's a white male comedian that maybe Vaughn could take a guess at? I haven't seen him in a while. I wonder if he's still alive. You know, he'll probably be dead by the time we post this.
He probably died of alcoholism.